Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, there's a story of parents bringing children to Jesus and Jesus' disciples trying to prevent the kids from getting to their Lord and teacher. But it says, Jesus called for the children and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." Now, there are so very many debates about who is acceptable to God. Attempts at religious exclusion have been ongoing throughout human history, really. In-groups and out-groups litter the religious landscape of our world. And even Jesus' first disciples had their own sense of who was worthy and who was unworthy to enter into Jesus' presence. For those disciples, children were unwelcome. Children had no status in first century Palestine. Children were not to be heard, and preferably they were not to be seen either. But the Bible tells us that in this moment, Jesus was indignant, and he instructed his disciples to allow the little children into his presence. Everyone was welcomed by Jesus. The only thing a person needed to approach Jesus was the will to do so. You see, with Jesus, there are no outsiders. There are no untouchables. There are no exclusions whatsoever. If you want to meet Jesus, you are more than welcome. Let's pray. Lord God, we wouldn't want to be told that we weren't allowed to approach you, even though we're more than willing to erect and maintain barriers that keep people we dislike at a distance. Somehow, we really do think that we're empowered to decide who is and who's not worthy of our time and attention. In fact, given the opportunity, we would certainly voice opinions about who is worthy and unworthy of your time and attention. Please remind us that those are not judgments that we're called to make. Everyone is welcome in your presence. Everyone is worthy of your time and attention. Everyone is a recipient of your love and grace, even us. So it is in thanksgiving of that reality that we pray in your name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.